So it's the Mebion Curno Conference 2012, and we're here at Liz Curno, some people know as County Hall, in Truro in Cornwall. And I've got the leader of Mebion Curno with me, Dick Cole. Dick, what's been the main thrust of the conference so far today?
Well, this morning we've been looking at our manifesto for the Cornwall Council elections in 2013. So obviously we've been addressing those policies we're going to put in front of the electorate of Cornwall. So it's about standing up for Cornwall, standing up for the Cornish environment, opposing cuts to the public sector, opposing the policies of the coalition, and actually putting Cornwall first.
Okay, so you've been through many years and we've seen actually a little growth in some of the amount of councillors you've got. There's more councillors on Cornwall Council itself and in the town and the parish councils. However, you're still to get this big breakthrough. How are you going to do this?
Well, since over the last 3 years on Cornwall Council, we've gone from 3 to 6 councillors. So I would say that doubling our numbers in one term is a fantastic achievement. We're looking to build on that. And I think you can go out there around the streets of Cornwall. You know that people are fed up. You know that they are seeing through the broken promises of the London parties. They're also seeing hard-working MK councillors working hard for their local communities. So I'm confident that in this present political climate, next year's elections for us could be our breakthrough year.
But there has been a great challenge in converting this, hasn't there? You've looked at these broken promises over years past as well, and there's still been that challenge converting people from feeling fed up with the main parties and actually voting for MK.
I think the broken promises of the past fall away into insignificance when you look at the broken promises of this present government. I think it's clear that there's a great deal of frustration. MK's problem in the past has been the argument that ours is a wasted vote at a large UK-wide election. Now people are realising all those years of voting Liberal Democrat to keep the Tories out, what did that actually deliver? It's actually delivered a Tory-led government, terrible cuts, real impact on public services. So I think people now are actually really seeing through. And the thing about MK is we have quality councillors that when they're elected, their communities really do well from their strong, hard-working representation. And I think balanced together, we are going to make significant progress next year.
There does seem to be in the public around Cornwall still this idea that Mebion Curno is a one-issue party about just wanting independence. Oh, they want independence. Is that something that you need to work on?
I mean, at the heart of our policies is we want greater self-government for Cornwall. We want people in Cornwall to take the decisions about their own future. I think that is a fantastic aim. But as well as that, it's not just about saying we want to be able to take the decisions as a party. We also promote the policies that we think should be followed now in the present political climate, in the present political structures, but also in the political structures that we hope that we can build in the future. And that's about fighting for social justice. It's about fighting to protect the environment. It's about fighting to protect Cornwall's culture and identity. So we're a wide-ranging party, wide-ranging policies, and I think more and more people are going to come around and vote for MK next year.
But what I'm driving at here is that there's a subtlety, a difference between what you're expressing as more self-government, more things decided here in Cornwall, and the perception that people think you want total independence, a total break from the UK, and it's delivering the difference between that subtlety and what they're thinking.
I mean, when our opponents caricature us, we do need to deal with that. That's quite right. And we will deal with that. The important thing for us is we want greater powers for Cornwall within the United Kingdom. That is our policy. That is what we're working for. And it's about making Cornwall work, prosper and thrive into the future.
Is there also a mismatch between what prominent councillors in Cornwall and other parties think of as local government, more local government, locality, or localism, as is the word being used and bounded around, and what you're talking about? Is there a mismatch in what they're talking about and you're talking about?
When you look at the London parties, their local representatives, when they keep talking about localism, it's a sham. They talk about localism if you do locally what they want you to. If you turn around to them and say, no, we want to do something different, they don't allow you. Localism is a sham. It is a farce. I'll give you the argument about housing numbers. Here in Cornwall at the moment, we're deciding how many houses should be built over the next 20 years. The key argument being used by people for higher numbers is the fact that the view of Cornwall Council will not get through an inspector of the planning inspectorate appointed by central government who would expect us to build to a certain degree. Now, is that localism? Rubbish. It's basically telling us what we've got to do, and you need groups like MK to fight back. You've also got people talking about more power to Cornwall, Liberal Democrats. These are the people who impose the unitary authority, trash local government in Cornwall, and impose this monolithic, awful structure that has really centralised and ruined local government in Cornwall. So look at the track records of the others. Localism is a sham.
Okay, so let's go through the policies as we've mentioned one of them now. So let's look at the housing. What is MK's policy towards housing?
MK's policy towards housing, it's about local needs housing, it's about appropriate housing to meet the needs of the community, it's about planning policies that will deliver what is appropriate whilst protecting the countryside, and it's about opposing high levels of mass housing, which is more to do with people making profits and building open market housing that people cannot afford. We want proper local needs housing for local people.
And the environment, obviously, we're in a time when we're seeing lots of flooding and the rain's pouring down from the sky at the moment. Environment is a key message, isn't it? Just tell me about what you would like to see happen in Cornwall.
I mean, in terms of the environment, there's many aspects to that. There's obviously the overriding impact of climate change, which we as a party wish to address, both globally and in what we do locally. And it's also about protecting the Cornish countryside from inappropriate development. Already today, members have raised their concerns about a development near St Austell called Coit Farm, where people want to take 100 acres of farmland, turn it into a retail park, an area retail the size of St Austell town centre. So not only is it's damaging the countryside and then taking the economic heart out of the biggest town in Cornwall if they were to get their way. It's madness, it's monstrous, and councillors need to oppose it, and MK councillors will.
Economy now. The economy, we're all struggling. We've seen so many shops close in places like Penzance. Other town centres are struggling as well. Where do you think we should be looking to help Cornwall help itself with the economy?
I mean, Cornwall is struggling, and it's struggling worse than elsewhere. Over the last few years, the Cornish economy was growing at a slightly faster rate than the average for the United Kingdom, thanks to convergence and other funding. Now, that our economic base is declining worse than elsewhere. Now, we've got to get economic activity into Cornwall. The over-centralised nature of the British state means that we're doing less for ourselves. Too much is centralised out of Cornwall. And we've got so many strengths in terms of energy production that we can do locally, in terms of our food sectors, in terms of production. In terms of mining, there's so many opportunities if we actually get a good economic strategy for Cornwall. And that's one thing we've committed ourselves to today.
I suppose that ties in with agriculture. Where are we looking?
I mean, agriculture, again, we need to reinforce and strengthen the agricultural base for Cornwall. Many of the dairy farmers are under immeasurable stress because of the failure to regulate from central government and the pressures from the supermarkets. We as a party are campaigning against that. We want action. We want farmers to be able to farm, and that's not happening. We want to protect agricultural land, and we don't want to see empty fields just lying there doing nothing. There's such opportunity if we actually grasp it.
Do you see eye to eye with some of the Liberal Democrats? I mean, Andrew George, MP down in St Ives, he's been a very strong campaigner for against supermarket power. He's been a strong campaigner on the behalf of farmers with milk prices. Do you agree with him on everything he's talking about, or have you got a different tack?
You can't ask me to agree with everything Andrew George says. Come on. On the issue to do with regulating supermarkets and stopping them acting as a cartel, he is absolutely correct. And that needs to be tackled. I think it's a nonsense that the people that produce the food get squeezed by the suppliers and the retailers and who make the profit whilst paying lots of their staff very low wages. You know, people who produce the raw material, the food that we eat, should be paid an appropriate price for it. You know, milk farmers profit. It should be obvious, and the fact that that's not happening is a disgrace.
Now, many farmers have turned to tourism to try and help bolster the failing part of the agricultural business that they're in. And now we're seeing the weather hitting tourism. It's a tough time. What about tourism?
I mean, tourism is an important part of the Cornish economy, and it needs to be a balanced part of that economy. I think it's the old statement, you cannot put all your eggs in one basket, and you need to make sure that, you know, tourism is there, some degree of manufacturing is there, that the service sector is well supported, that the public sector is not destroyed, that our food production, that our value-adding process within Cornwall, all bringing this together to have a sustainable economy for Cornwall.
So what about overseas? I mean, looking at the way that Cornwall looks overseas, because we've got Europe at the moment floundering, and there's questions being asked about where Britain's perspective towards Europe is. What about Cornwall?
I mean, as a party, we are pro-European in that we believe that you should work with your neighbours and cooperate and work together for a better future for everyone. In terms of the debate about the budget at the moment, I think it is wrong that they're not looking to address the overall budget in this time of austerity. But at the same time, Cornwall has benefited from European money to boost our economy. And the big failure has been central government. How can we have a country as wealthy as the United Kingdom for many, many decades, that Cornwall was so neglected, that the policies pursued by the government were so wrong, that we ended up with a gross domestic product of 65 to 70% of the UK average? That abject failure shows why we need to completely restructure the British state and actually change everything around to centre it on Cornwall so that we have a more prosperous future.
Okay, so imagine in 5 years' time, MK had gone really well and you'd got many more councillors, possibly even a controlling power on the council.
Ooh, yes.
Imagine that. So we're there. What will Cornwall start to look like?
What we would like to see Cornwall looking like is a more ambitious, a more comfortable place and a more prosperous place.
Dick Cole, thank you very much
for
talking to Kernopods.
My pleasure.